12 hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew.
Shipping seems like a dream to me now.
It was summertime in one day closer Michigan. To summer. Let's check in with Pure Michigan's Nick Nirvan. How you doing, Nick?
Doing fantastic. And, yeah, every day we get closer to spring. But one thing that is a nice, reassuring sign is that now when you're out walking the dog in the evening time after work, it's still light out until almost 6 o'clock.
I know.
So, I mean, that's a good sign, right?
It is a good sign. And the other day, I could almost smell it. You know, and I could hear, birds chirping, and it was still light out, and there was this smell in the air, and I went, oh, yeah, but we're going to get snow again tonight and tomorrow, but, you know, it is still February, so, lots of things going on. I know Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Do you make a big deal out of that?
I do. I like to have a little fun with it, and I think this year, I saw earlier this week on the calendar, the way things are shaping up this year, so Valentine's Day is on a Saturday. So that gives you a little more flexibility if you want to do some other kind of special getaway with your sweetheart or do something outdoors or do something fun together. You have a little more time to do it rather than a weekday where you have to do an evening activity, that kind of thing. But also, it happens to be the three-day weekend.
Ooh.
So there are folks that have Monday off for President's Day, you know, whether it's, you know, want to get out of town or go do something up north or go somewhere else. So I think there's a unique combination of a three-day weekend and a Saturday Valentine's Day. There's an opportunity to do some fun getaways.
Yeah, so tell me about some of the getaways.
Well, I think first of all, you know, we are in the middle of winter still. We got the winter season. As you mentioned, there's some snow in the forecast. If you do enjoy outdoor activities in the winter, this is the year to do it. The ski slopes are amazing. The trails are in great shape for cross-country skiing or snowshoeing, even snowmobiling. There are all kinds of places to get up north, like, for example, Crystal Mountain or Boyne Mountain. They have great accommodations right there at the slopes, also lots of activities, and great promotions to get out and have a nice meal or even a nice cocktail in the evening time after some fun on the slopes.
I love it. You talk about the Treetops Resort quite a bit. That's supposed to be really nice in Gaylord.
I love Gaylord. Their slogan up there is all outdoors. They do something up there in the winter called winter rafting. So, I mean, they have these big rubber rafts you would see pictures of in whitewater rafting, all that stuff. The river they float on in the Gaylord area is the Sturgeon River. It's very calm, serene, peaceful. And I went up and did this winter rafting, and you come around the corner, and there's these snow-covered trees, and there are deer standing there on the shore of the river, on the bank of the river. It is quite a peaceful scene and a really unique experience.
I love it. And, you know, I mean, obviously, we're along the lake shore, so if you're going to take that three-day week in Saugatuck, you know, head south, head north, Ludington. But, you know, the Thumb area is an area that I haven't spent a lot of time, but a lot of people are starting to talk about the Thumb Coast. That's what they're calling it, the Thumb Coast.
Yeah, they've really started to talk about that area of Lake Huron right there. And I think it's great because there's some small little villages there. And I'm with you, Mary Ellen. I have not spent a lot of time in the Thumb. And we actually have a trip planned this year to go over to Port Crescent State Park up near Port Austin, where you've seen pictures of Turnip Rock. The unique rock formation out in Lake Huron.
Yeah.
I've never seen that in person either. You have to paddle out to it by kayak. And so we're going to go over there this summer, Em and I are, and I can't wait for that because there's little towns there north of Port Huron called Lexington and Harbor Beach. These are beautiful beach communities. You don't hear as much about on our side of the state because we're very fortunate. We've got beautiful places over here, too.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you can always head to Detroit and explore the city, those boutique hotels like, Foundation and Siren Hotel. What makes those so special?
Well, Foundation Hotel is right there near the TCF Center, the big convention center in downtown, and that used to be a former Detroit firehouse.
Ooh.
So you've got this historic firehouse that was turned into a high-end boutique hotel. It's got a wonderful restaurant called the Apparatus Room on the main level. So they have some really unique craft cocktails and things like that. I love going. And they've got these really cool light fixtures and everything. It's just a really neat vibe and a cool location downtown. So to stay there and be walking distance to all the great restaurants and all the attractions and historic architecture, it's really a neat opportunity.
Yeah, in World of Winter, which is the largest outdoor winter festival, I believe, that's still going on in Grand Rapids.
That's correct. I mean, the thing about World of Winter, in addition to the great art installations they have throughout downtown along the riverfront where you can just walk along and enjoy and check those out, they also have unique, fun events every weekend and then sometimes during the week, too. They've had things like silent disco. They had fire and ice. They had all kinds of unique things. So check the World of Winter website and find the events happening, because that is a really cool opportunity as well. And then you're downtown with all the great restaurants, bars, and places and things to do.
I love it. I love it. Well, listen, I wanted to let you know that, you know, and I tell you this every year, but this year we were entering, I have this chair and it's really squeaky. This year we were entering all these different segments for the Michigan Association of Broadcasters. So the Pure Michigan segment that we do with you, that's one of the ones that we entered. So I just wanted you to know that. If we win, I will say thank you publicly. But these segments are so good. I can look at the website and see how many people are listening to them. They always get a lot of hits. And I just, I really appreciate the partnership with Pure Michigan, because it's a beautiful thing.
We love being on the air with you, Mary Ellen, and we love talking about our great state of Michigan. So the fingers crossed that the MAB recognizes the wonderful collaboration.
You know it, and that we'll have to get you out here in the summer again, okay?
Oh, no question about it. Yeah. Need to make it out for sure.
Yeah.